At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more.
Okay, let's dive in. I was really struck by how one expert put it, the music industry is going through a seismic remix.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it.
It really feels like we're shifting completely, you know, from buying CDs or records, the old copy model,
right,
to this like access model of streaming and subscriptions. Is that the main thing we need to grasp first?
Absolutely, that's the core of it. And what's really fascinating, I think, is that it's not just about how we get music.
Okay.
It's changing our habits, sure, but also our values, what we actually value about music.
How so?
Well, think about it. Music is essentially free now, isn't it? Paid for with our attention.
Ah, right. The attention economy.
Exactly. And that just completely flips the script on what makes people engage. It's a totally different game for artists.
And that's precisely why we're doing this deep dive. We want to give you a kind of shortcut to navigating this new landscape.
Yeah, makes sense of it all.
We'll pull in some insights from people like Nick Holmsten. He was behind some key Spotify innovations, right?
That's right. A real visionary in this space.
And then we'll layer on some, you know, practical, tried and tested community building tactics.
Stuff that actually works on the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The whole point is to show how artists can really thrive, how they can build those crucial superfans in this, well, this attention economy.
Makes sense. Let's get into it.
Okay. So the great transformation, this huge shift from selling copies to, I guess, building connections.
Yeah. The revolution, as you called it earlier, moving from physical things to just access, streaming.
It's completely shaken up the old way of doing things, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it really affects not just how we listen, but what we actually, you know, value, what matters to us in music now.
And the sheer amount of music. It's overwhelming.
It's staggering. Just a constant flood of new tracks every single day.
It creates so much noise.
Exactly. Artists aren't just making music. They're fighting to cut through all that digital chatter.
And it's not just other music, is it? It's like
everything. Movies, books, TV shows, TikTok, games.
Anything that takes up time.
Right. And attention spans, especially with younger listeners, they seem shorter than ever.
Yeah, I see that with my kids.
It's a huge media problem, really.
Yeah.
Bigger than just music.
Okay, so the industry first tried what? Algorithmic playlists?
Yeah, that was the initial big push. Mm. But now it's shifted more towards machine learning, AI, really deep personalization.
And this is where it gets interesting, the fans.
Yes. Fans have basically become the new A&R people. You know, artists and repertoire.
Talent scouts.
Exactly. They're the ones finding artists, sharing them, building the buzz.
So it's flipped from a push economy, labels pushing acts out,
right,
to a pull economy, where fans pull artists up.
Precisely. Okay. Fans decide who breaks through. It's much more of a meritocracy now.
But it takes time.
Oh, definitely. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You've got to build that fan base step by step. Find your first 100 fans, then grow to 1,000.
And then the streaming platforms notice.
Yeah, they act like a mirror. They amplify what's already gaining traction organically. They follow the fans, essentially.
Which leads us perfectly into this whole idea of authentic connection, storytelling, values.
Exactly. Great music. That's just the starting point now. It's table stakes.
The baseline.
Right. What really sets artists apart today is their story, their narrative.
So fandom isn't just about the song anymore.
Not just the song or the album. It's about who the artist is. Their personality, what they believe in, what they stand for, and maybe even what they don't stand for.
Like an artist singing about mental health could connect with people on that shared value level?
Exactly. That creates a really powerful emotional bond, much stronger than just liking a catchy tune.
So for artists, a key step is figuring out their avatar.
Yeah, understanding who they are in the landscape. A good way is to find maybe the top 10 artists who sound kind of like you.
Okay.
And then study them. See how they use social media, how they talk to their fans. Not to copy, though?
No, not to steal, but to learn.
Right. To mold your own unique way of doing it.
Which brings up a huge question. Do you really know who's listening to you?
Crucial question. You need to understand the demographics. Sure, age, gender, location, all that.
The basics.
But also the psychographics. What makes them tick. Their interests, their values, why they connect with certain sounds or messages.
And vulnerability seems massive now.
Oh, totally. Personal stories, being open, that's key for deeper connection. Fans see artists more like friends now, part of their community.
Yeah, it's not like the old days. Michael Jackson seemed like he was from another planet.
Exactly. But now social media, artists are always visible. You can't really hide.
Authenticity is non-negotiable.
You got it.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to share the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
You just can't fake it long term. And that realness builds loyalty. Real, lasting loyalty.
Okay, so we've covered the why, this massive industry shift, the need for real connection. Let's get practical. The how.
Right. The strategies. How do artists actually build these communities, especially if they, you know, don't have a big budget?
Because lots of musicians get stuck, right? Under 1,000 followers or whatever.
Yeah, and often it's because they skip this crucial step, community building. It's how these successful artists, major or indie, have always done it, often with zero budget for PR or content.
And this community building, it helps them get out of algorithmic jail. I like that phrase.
Yeah. It means, you know, your posts aren't getting seen because the algorithm just doesn't know who cares about your stuff.
It doesn't know who to show it to.
Exactly. But by actively building and understanding your community, you literally teach the algorithm who your people are.
That makes sense. It's like pointing it in the right direction.
Right. It's basically community theory in action, just watching what people who are promoting effectively are actually doing.
Okay, so one big tactic, artist page visibility.
Huge opportunity. Probably one of the best in music marketing right now. You get this through features, collabs, remixes, co-writes.
Split releases.
Yeah, anything where you work with another artist.
Yeah.
Because then you show up on their Spotify page, right?
Right.
And you land on their fans' release radar playlists. Plus, you get tagged together on socials.
So it cross-pollinates audiences.
Exactly. And it trains all those algorithms, TikTok, Insta, Spotify, Twitter, YouTube, to associate you with that other artist.
So it builds your fan base passively, even while you sleep?
Pretty much. It's an amazing growth engine if you set it up right.
What about finding your niche? Going specific?
Yeah, there's real power there. The more niche you go, the more you grow. That's the saying.
Huh. Counterintuitive, maybe.
A little? But think about it. So many famous artists blew up first in a small, dedicated scene. That niche success then lifted them higher.
So are you connected to the nerds in your community? Is that the idea?
Uh-huh. Yeah, kind of. Those super passionate fans, the ones obsessed with the mood of your genre, they're always digging for new stuff.
And they're maybe more forgiving.
Exactly. They'll often accept music that's a bit rougher on the edges if it shows potential. They're your easiest early converts, the ones who stick with you as you get better.
Okay, this is all great theory. How does an artist actually do this research? Make it practical.
Right, time to get practical. Think of it like mapping out your musical neighborhood.
Okay.
We're talking about the spreadsheet method here.
Uh-huh.
Sounds boring, but it works.
Spreadsheets. Okay, I'm listening.
First, build your target list. List artists who sound like you. Focus on ones similar in size or maybe a bit bigger.
Like what size?
Maybe in the 30,000 to 200,000 monthly listeners range on Spotify, for example. If you're just starting, maybe aim for like 90 artists in that range and maybe 10 bigger ones, over 10 million,
yeah.
Just to study their moves.
Got it. And finding your micro genre.
Yeah, use tools. Spotify's fans also like section is gold, or websites like Every Noise at Once.
I also have to give you.
They help you find those really specific microgenre names. And guess what? Those names are often great hashtags for TikTok and Instagram. Helps you find your tribe.
Smart. Okay, what else? Playlists, local stuff.
Definitely. Check out the Discovered On section on your target artists' Spotify pages. That shows you playlists they're featured on. Might be influential ones.
Finds the curators.
Exactly. And keep a separate list for local targets. Artists from your town or city?
Same if they don't sound like you.
Yeah, because they might reveal local venues you didn't know, local press contacts, maybe even rehearsal spaces. You can find these acts on Bandcamp or SoundCloud sometimes.
Okay, so you have these lists. Then what?
Then comes the daily detective work. Pick one artist from your list each day.
Just one?
Yeah, keeps it manageable. And just poke around online. Look at their social media bios, their website contact page, Spotify credits.
What are you looking for?
Names. Publicists, lawyers, managers, producers, engineers, labels, anyone connected to them. Also, check YouTube for reaction videos, reviews, curators talking about them.
And you're learning from what they do well.
Absolutely. Notice the smart stuff. How do they write their Spotify bio? How do they announce tours? Learn from them to sharpen your own approach. Make it more authentic to you.
And engage with the community directly.
Yes. Find where they hang out, Reddit subreddits for your genre, Facebook groups, Discord servers. Search for your target artists in there.
But don't just spam your link.
Please don't. It's about learning the culture of the community first.
Yeah.
Talk to people. Be a member, not just a promoter.
Okay. Any tips for observing without like messing up your own feed?
Yeah, you could use burner accounts on social media or set up private Twitter lists just for following your target artists and industry people.
Wee-kee-hee.
Uh-huh. Just smart observation. See how often they post, what kind of content works, who they interact with. This research feeds your spreadsheets for venues, playlists, press contacts, communities. It builds your map.
And this helps you get out of that algorithmic jail.
It really does. Actively follow and interact with the artists on your spreadsheet. Jump into relevant hashtags on TikTok or Instagram. Reply to comments. Engage meaningfully.
You're basically telling the algorithm, hey, I belong with these people.
Exactly. You're giving it clear signals about where your music fits.
And this stuff actually works, like real examples.
Oh yeah, totally. Think about Kenny Beats doing random beat battles on Twitch. A 17-year-old kid participated, boom, gets signed to XL Records.
Wow.
Or Danny Rako, he manages break-ins. He hops on TikTok Live and listens to unsigned artists. Creates opportunities out of nowhere.
So it's about being connected. Chance favors the connected mind.
That's the perfect way to put it. What looks like luck is often just seeing connections others miss because you're immersed in the community.
Even the big artists do this.
For sure. The Chainsmokers found Roses, their singer on Roses, on Hype Machine, basically a music blog aggregator. Lots of pop hits started there.
Oh.
Anne Madian and Porter Robinson, huge electronic acts now. They met as teenagers on some online music production forum. Years later, they collaborate on Shelter, their biggest song together.
So that community work pays off long term.
Absolutely. It builds relationships and opportunities over years.
All right, let's shift gears slightly. Look ahead. The sonic landscape of 2025. Tech trends. AI is the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Can't ignore it.
Superpower or scourge? What's the verdict?
It's definitely shaping up to be a kind of superpower for artists, I think.
Okay.
Yes, there are huge questions. The Timbaland thing, using beats without permission. That highlights the need for clear rules, ethics around consent, royalties, that all needs sorting out urgently.
Right, the legal and ethical side is messy.
Very. But the tools themselves, they offer incredible resources. Think about efficiency, creativity.
Like what specifically?
Tools like Suno, for instance. You can type in a prompt, and it can generate a whole song idea, vocals, instruments, the works, in minutes.
Seriously? Minutes?
Yeah. It drastically cuts down that time between having an idea and hearing something back, lets you experiment way faster than before.
That's game-changing for workflow.
Totally.
Yeah.
And think about fan experiences. AI could potentially generate millions of personalized video messages from an artist's avatar.
Whoa.
Imagine that for a small team trying to connect with fans at scale. It's a powerful tool for connection, not just creation.
Okay, that's fascinating. What about performance and how people find music? Short video is still king.
Oh, yeah. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts. They absolutely dominate music discovery right now. My niece, same thing. That's her radio.
So telling a compelling story, being authentic,
yeah,
that's vital for going viral.
Essential. Rawness often works better than polish on those platforms. And looking ahead, VR and AR concerts. Holograms.
Is that really becoming the norm?
It's definitely moving that way. These immersive shows, they kind of blur the lines between being there and watching remotely. Digital stages reaching global audiences instantly.
Wild. And streaming itself is changing.
It's evolving. It's pressure to fix artist payouts, deal with streaming fraud.
Like farms and stuff?
Right. And partly in response, you see artists leaning more into direct-to-fan platforms.
Like Bandcamp. Patreon.
Exactly. Lets them bypass the old gatekeepers, connect directly with fans, and crucially, monetize their work better exclusives, merch, early access.
Taking back control.
That's the idea, building that direct relationship.
And musically, what's exciting in 2025, genre bending seems huge.
Oh, absolutely. The crossovers are fantastic. You hear neo-soul blending with deep house, jazz mixing with hip-hop and spoken word.
Creates really rich hybrid sounds.
Yeah, stuff that connects across generations. Artists like Alex Idley, you know, taking that soul legacy but making it feel totally modern.
And global sounds crossing over more.
Definitely. Like I'm a Piano from South Africa. Mm. It's everywhere now. That kind of cross-pollination is defining the sound.
So it raises that question. How do you honor the pioneers? Walter Scott, Sly Stone, Miles Davis. Bring their vibe into today without just copying?
It's a balancing act, isn't it? Respecting the influence, learning from it, but weaving it into something new, something forward-looking, not just making museum pieces.
Okay, so pulling this all together, for an artist listening right now wanting to connect more deeply, what's the bottom line?
It's that building a real community.
Yeah.
It's so much more than just chasing streams or follower counts.
Right. Deeper than stats.
Yeah. It's about building trust, finding that shared purpose with your audience, forging a real connection.
So practically, host intimate events.
Yeah. Virtual or real world. Listening parties online, Q&As, do a live stream talking about the stories behind the songs, use Zoom, Twitch, maybe even VR spaces.
And in person.
Pop-up shows, maybe exhibit related artwork in a gallery. Host a jam and journal night where people play and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Get creative with the format.
And fan-first content is key.
Absolutely. Start a newsletter or even an old school zine, maybe digital. Share exclusive stuff, demos, lyrics, behind-the-scenes photos, personal thoughts.
Make it interactive.
Yes. Spotlight fan art, share testimonials, run remix contests, let them be part of the story.
What about co-creation, actually making stuff with fans?
Even better. Let them vote on the cover art for the next single. Offer remix demos for them to play with. Maybe even let them suggest songs for a set list.
Ask for submissions, like poetry or visual.
Yeah, or even voice memos. Imagine weaving fan contributions into your next track or music video. That turns listeners into collaborators. Super powerful bond.
And create a dedicated space for them, like a digital clubhouse.
Exactly. A Discord server, a private Facebook group, maybe even your own simple app. A place where fans feel they belong, not just follow. For discussions, sneak peeks.
And don't forget to spotlight the superfans, right?
Crucial. Feature them. A fan of the month? Maybe react to their reaction videos, share their testimonials, send a personal thank you note, a surprise bit of merch.
That turns casual listeners into advocates for life.
You got it. And remember, aligning with shared values.
Like we talked about with mental health.
Right. Or civil rights, creative freedom.
Yeah.
Whatever genuinely resonates with you and your audience, that shared purpose builds incredible loyalty.
And finally, rituals, like regular things fans can expect.
Yeah. Consistency helps build community. maybe Studio Sundays, where you share a peek behind the scenes, or Throwback Thursdays with old demos, First Listen Fridays for patrons.
Gives them a reason to keep coming back.
Exactly. Deepens the connection over time.
You know, what's really striking, when you lay it all out, is how much the modern music world rewards.
Well,
being real.
Yeah. Authenticity,
yeah.
Genuine connection, doing that strategic community work, that matters way more now than the old gatekeepers or traditional marketing tactics.
The power really has shifted.
It really has.
Yeah.
And thinking bigger picture, the value of a song isn't just its launch week anymore.
Right, it has a long tail now.
Potentially endless.
Yeah.
Songs can earn revenue for decades. Look at Starboy by The Weeknd, come out in 2016.
Still huge, right?
Still a top 50 track on Spotify in early 2024. Over 4 billion streams.
Wow.
The potential long-term money for massive hits in this streaming model, it could easily be 10 times what the old physical model generated over time.
So for everyone listening, the big takeaway.
In this world where attention is the currency, where fans are the new A&Rs,
yeah.
What story are you telling?
Yeah, and what community are you building? Even if it starts small, just one real connection at a time.
Exactly, this whole shift. It's not just about getting used to new tech, it's about embracing a whole new philosophy, a philosophy of connection.
And that's what sets you up for whatever comes next, the next wave of innovation.
Couldn't agree more.
When the mic's alive and the stories flow, G-Ray Records got that vibe, you know. Conversations deep like the ocean's hue, sharing tales and truths fresh and new. Talking G-Ray, where the rhythm's tight, every word a spark, every voice a light. Feel the groove in the stories they weave on G-Ray Records. Journey unfolds, legends and newcomers, their stories told. Laughter and wisdom, like a song's refrain. G-Ray's conversations, never the same. The harmony of voices, a soulful embrace. Each episode a journey, a timeless space. Feel the bassline hum, let it guide your way.
Spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to G-Ray Records, your place for music plus more. May peace be with you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.